Welcome back, all you quarantiners. How you all doing with, what is this, week three, being all cooped up in your house?
Yeah, something like that. Week 80.
Week 80. It's like March 90th over here, even though we're in April, right, supposedly. Right. Allegedly.
Yeah, it's been telling us.
So welcome back to Flicker Flop, episode 12. How fitting, yes. Jeremy, that we're going to do a bonus quarantine episode talking about series, usually a season of TV.
Right.
It's 12 episodes.
Right. So, yeah.
Kind of joked about it. It's cute.
We're right in there. So, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I'm excited. So, obviously, you know, everybody's cooped up in their house. People are looking for anything to kind of distract themselves and take them away from this experience that we're having right now. So, come on. You've seen Tiger King. You've heard of somebody talk about Tiger King and Schitt's Creek. So we're clearly going to talk about those two big ones. Those are the two biggies.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe some throwbacks?
Yeah. Maybe I'll mention some other... There's a lot of TV to cover, but obviously we don't have...
Really, well, there's a lot of TV.
Right.
There are so many hours that you guys probably have back in your lives. And if you're anything like us, you've probably already watched Tiger King and binged Schitt's Creek.
And apparently, there's supposed to be a bonus episode of Tiger King coming out.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how I feel about this.
Yeah, we're especially gonna have to, the source that...
Well, Jeff Lowe, right? Jeff Lowe,
yeah. A con artist.
Well, right, so it's like, I don't know, should we just talk about this now? Should we just get into the Tiger King?
Let's jump right into Tiger King.
Okay, so Tiger King, so Jeff Lowe, obviously, I don't know. He's a brilliant con artist, that's all I'm saying, and I would not be surprised. We were joking about this in the car, I think, on the way to Starbucks, our daily journey. It's the only thing we look forward to besides walking the dogs.
and dinner,
but we're kind of sick of that now. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff, like, you know, patted somebody's pockets and was like, hey, let's do another episode and let's make this more so about my perspective.
Right. Yeah, make it all about him.
Because
yeah,
I feel like...
Pay someone off.
Joe obviously had his...
I mean, I would say that the show mainly does focus around him, and then it just... Everybody else kind of informed how Joe got to where... Should we kind of like... I mean, you probably have heard of Tiger King, but maybe we should kind of give like a quick... I don't know. Premise.
So Tiger King, Joe Exotic.
Right.
Right.
He's a big cat owner. And then there's some other rivals like Carol Baskins and what's the other guy's name? Doc Antle.
Who's more so in, you know, like movie production, Doolittle.
Right. Yeah. Like that.
So it's behind the scenes of all of these big animals that you see. So it's pretty much like behind the curtain of the circus.
Exactly. But yeah, kind of dives into Joe Exotic's life a little bit. Like he was married to two men at the same time.
Yes, two. Mm-hmm.
And then after neither...
And then he had a third.
After neither relationship worked, yeah, he moved on to a third gentleman.
Well, after they got their drugs and
their
lifestyle,
and
started sleeping with the receptionist and got one pregnant, and then decided, I don't like guys, and I never liked guys.
Right. And then the other one blew his head off.
Oh my gosh, too much.
A lot of drama.
Well, I mean, it's that typical. I hate. I'm gonna sound so bad. I mean, it's that typical lifestyle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's
two sides to that lifestyle, and this is definitely that dark side of this.
Right, it's like the dark underbelly of the big cat biz.
Right.
Yeah, and it gets into there's a murder for hire plot, and it's all very like trashy car accident TV. Like you need to follow through and see where it goes. And what, it's seven episodes.
Yeah.
We flew through them pretty seven quickly.
Episodes. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty easy to get through.
Yeah.
It's a train wreck.
Right.
It's a total train wreck. So it's essentially, I mean, it's a feud between two main, and then it's these other folks that come in to explain the details of this.
Right. You get points, you get a million different points of view. You your allegiance with these characters. I mean, they are real people, but they are real, like, characters. Like, they are eccentric and everything. And that's Willie putting in her two cents. But yeah, allegiances keep changing. Like, you don't really know who
There's no loyalty in that business.
No. No.
It's how can I get whatever it is that I want, and I don't care. There's no repercussions. There's no... There's no consequence for your actions until there are, which, lo and behold, you know, Joe finally gets put behind bars, and the big question is, was it a big conspiracy? So many conspiracies.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Did Jeff set him up? Did Carol set him up?
Right. Yeah, there are so many...
Did Carol kill her husband, which we know she did? Just so many unknowns, so many variables. I'm just so intrigued. It needs to be a movie. I need another season.
Right, yeah. So many different theories. I mean, they are talking about a movie. They've thought about casting Kate McKinnon as Carol Baskin. Which I could see working. As I just hope she doesn't play it off as like an SNL sketch, because that'd be too easy.
Well, for all we know, Joe Exotic could be released from jail and he could star in his own feature again. Or he could be featured in his own.
He may, yeah. Yeah, because our president, apparently.
Trump apparently, hey, he's like, hey, what do you guys think? Like, should we pardon him?
My son seems to think so, so.
I think that if anything, release Joe, lock Carol up, and put Carol right in the same cell where Joe was.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. She's not innocent, people. Just look at her. Look at her.
Hard to believe any of them. I don't know.
They are all guilty.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, they're all guilty. Which one's less guilty?
Right. Yeah, I don't even know what else to say.
What would you compare this show to? There's two that I can kind of think of. Obviously, Ted Bundy. It's that same hype, I think, because it had this same level of interest real quickly, much like Schitt's Creek did, which we'll get to.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, I don't watch a lot of these, I guess you would consider this true crime or whatever you want to call it. I would maybe compare it to Don't Fuck with Cats a little bit. Just in the...
It's a blend of Don't Fuck with Cats and Ted Bundy.
Yeah. They're just both, like, so compulsively watchable. Like, you just, you could binge the whole series in one night.
When it seems that the common thread between all three is the main character, or the main characters are just a whole bunch of narcissists.
Right, and narcissism plays a big deal. Yeah, for sure. It's very darkly funny, too. I mean, I don't know if the documentarians are, like, making fun of Joe, but the way he dresses is so tacky and flashy and like ostentatious, and
he's the '80s gay porno star,
right? And you can't believe what you're watching. It's like so bizarre.
Yeah,
it's one of those like stranger than fiction stories, like that you hear about. Like nobody could make this shit up. So, anything more to add on The Tiger King?
I'm excited for the bonus episode that's coming out. Can't wait for that. I'm excited for the additional things that are definitely going to come out of this. I mean, I know for sure, based upon what they did with Ted Bundy, with releasing the docuseries and then creating that into a feature film.
Yes.
I see more for this, and I don't hate it.
No.
I mean, if anything, if you're having a bad day and you need to just feel better about yourself.
Right. This will definitely be the trick.
I hate to say that.
Sasha Fraud.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I used to watch some whacked out stuff, right? I used to watch The Bad Girls Club. I used to watch South Beach Toe.
My 600-pound life or whatever
it's called. If you have nothing better to do, just freaking watch it. And... Yeah. If you are a, like, Bible-beating conservative, and there's nothing wrong with reading the Bible, I'm all about it. But, like, it may not be your cup of tea.
Okay.
I mean, gay polygamy.
Right, that's
drug that's a use. Yeah. If your kids are, you know, home, don't be watching this, maybe.
Yeah, probably not. Wait till they go to sleep.
Yeah, and you can watch it in three nights with some wine.
Exactly. Once they hit the head. It's the way to do it.
So right. Should we go from one extreme to another? Tiger King to Schitt's Creek?
Right. A little lighter.
So Netflix to Hulu. Wait, is it on Hulu?
They're both on Netflix.
Oh, why do I keep thinking that?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of Handmaid's Tale, which you never finished watching.
Hey, we'll get there. There's a lot of TV to watch and movies to watch. And yeah, but I guess I have no excuse for now.
None.
Yeah, so Tiger King is on Netflix, and so is Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek's sixth and supposedly final season aired on Pop TV.
So seasons 1 through 4, I think.
Is it 1 through 4 or 1 through 5?
I don't think they released 5 yet.
Okay.
Did they? I don't know. I'm not Whatever.
Sure. But, yeah.
You can find it everywhere, guys. You can
watch them. You can rewatch the episodes on there until...
Let me know if you need help finding the latest episodes.
Yes, yes. So Schitt's Creek, where to even start? I mean, this came out...
This took North America by storm.
Yeah.
It truly did. I mean, we watched the...
Behind the scenes.
And what's so funny is, guys, we ended up watching the bonus...
Before the final episode.
Yes. I thought that they were doing something special. I don't know. Somebody didn't know how to work the DVR and put the wrong one on. That's all I'm saying.
Are you blaming me?
Yes!
No!
You're the one that put it on. Anyway. It didn't. So Schitt's Creek.
It didn't record that. So yeah, Schitt's Creek. It's about this the Rose is, family.
Yeah, I mean, it's about this... It's very high concept.
It's very high concept. You know, rich family loses their money and moves to a small town.
There you go. There you go.
That's all you need to know. Comic hijinks ensue from there.
Yeah, 1 year the dad bought a town for his son, Schitt's Creek. Mm-hmm. And once, you know, the feds came in and, you know, confiscated the whole house and took their beautiful family portrait away right in front of them.
And a lot of their
They had to move to said town. It's all they had.
Yes. But yeah, it is so well cast and so well written. It is a very, like, joyful show. They use that word joy a lot during the behind the scenes. And it's true. Like, it's...
I loved how the one actress, that's pretty much what she said. She said, you know, for the past 6 years, this was my constant, just knowing that every day would just be a joy-filled day.
Mm-hmm.
Something right. to that effect.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very, very positive show. You know, it has a real affection for, like, all the small town characters. It's just, yeah, really well cast, like, even down to the smallest part.
I think it's so funny because you combine this small town, which everybody thinks, like, somebody who's in a small town is very small-minded.
Right, a simpleton, yeah.
Yeah, and then you bring in, hello, David.
David Rose.
And Fam.
Alexa and Fam and the parents, yeah.
And it just totally goes to prove that a small town can be very open-minded.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It really, I don't know. I think it exceeded expectations of even those who made it, the Levy family, because they made this small little Canadian show. They shot most of it in Canada, right? Because, I mean, they are Canadian.
Yeah. When did they start? 2020?
I don't know when they first shot it, but I was looking on IMDb. The show did start in 2015.
Yeah, I think they started shooting in 2012.
Yeah, so, wow.
Mm-hmm. Like the pilot and all that.
Yeah. Right, right, right. But yeah, it's a Canadian show, so, you know, most of the cast is Canadian. Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara are hilarious in their own way.
Well, I mean, they have a great history,
too. They do,
which
yeah.
I had no idea that they worked together in the past. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, I mean, it just makes total sense.
Well, it has that whole Christopher Guest mockumentary look, like the way it's shot and everything. And even the sense of humor. It does have, like, a very specific sense of humor. Like, it's not slapstick. It's not, like, too broad and over the top. It finds, like, a nice middle ground. Because then, I mean, you know, as the characters evolve over all the different series, like, you actually do care about them. They're not just like...
Oh my god, I miss them.
Caricatures. Yeah, they're not just like cartoon characters. Yeah.
No, like I that's you believe it's not them. Like I like them as much as The Simpsons. No.
No.
No. Definitely not.
Yeah, I'll take the Roses over The Simpsons. But yeah, we watched the last episode of
Can we talk about the last episode real quick? Sure. Let's just talk about it real quick.
Spoil the shit out of it. There's not much to spoil, really, but...
Well, let me just say that I'm going to compare this episode to the Cabaret episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was a good one. And the other, like, matchmaking episode with Alexis.
Oh, where she has the whole single... Yes. Yeah.
Those were my two favorite episodes. Oh, wow, and yeah. I really wanted them to blow me away with the finale. Not that I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I feel like there were two other episodes in the whole entire series that really outshined this one. Actually, three.
Yeah.
When they're in the store and he sings and all that.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I don't mean to be disappointed.
I know.
Or be such a critic.
This one definitely had some nice moments, though. Like, obviously, the wedding.
Yeah, the wedding.
The wedding itself. And Moira officiating in her, you know...
Her typical Moira fashion. Her typical fashion.
Ridiculous, yeah, garb.
Avant-garde.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
In this very episode. I'm like, intricate. Wait a minute, is this, I won't say it.
Right. But, like, the whole, I don't know, the whole massage thing, like,
I thought Well, you can't give it away.
All I said was massage.
I know.
Okay. We won't spoil anything else, but,
It was a little...
It was satisfying, but it wasn't, like,
I think that we deserved. Well, I think that, because there's more... I think that there is so much more coming. Because at the end, I mean, they're standing in front of... I don't know. Just for me, like, I'm big on, like, looking at the little things. Like, they leave the door open. Yeah. Almost literally.
Yeah.
With the allusions to sevens and just, like, what you see.
Or maybe that's just their way of giving closure. Maybe there really is no... more story to tell from the roses. I don't know.
There's definitely going to be more. You know Dan's loving it.
And if there isn't...
This is a total long-term franchise.
Oh, yeah. And even if there isn't a seventh episode, like, you know, Dan Levy will go on to make other stuff. And, I mean, maybe we'll never live up to Schitt's Creek, but he's going to do other stuff.
It's going to be like Friends... Years yeah. are gonna go by, and you're just gonna be able to go back and watch Schitt's Creek and be like, oh my god.
And then they'll make a reboot in like 10 years.
And it'll suck, just like Will and Grace.
It's hit and miss, Will and Grace. Yeah. But, anything else to add about the Rose family?
I just love them so much. I think that, it's just exactly, I think, what a lot of people needed. And I feel like the show, it just opened up a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. A lot of, it really, again, they talked about this, the behind the scenes featurette, but, you know, it really does promote,
just inclusion
without being like, you know, heavy handed or cheesy about it. Like, you know.
Yeah, because I'm not all about, like, I'm not hardcore, like, LGBTQIA, all that stuff. And I know that Dan wasn't looking for that angle whenever he made the show. Because to him, it's just, that's normal life.
Right, yeah. Normalize it. I like
yeah, definitely normalized it, yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's something I was thinking about. Is Dan single?
You know, I think he might be.
I was thinking, and this may sound like so far off the wall, I think that he was almost ready to like put this behind him so that he could become more available to somebody.
Oh.
Because he is so much David. I mean,
he is.
That's him. This is his world.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he was living in his world, and now it's like, okay, well, now he needs to go away from Noah.
Yeah. Right. No Reed. He needs
to break off from Noah.
No Reed. Yeah, he's adorable as Patrick. They have such a cute relationship.
They do. Yeah. So I'm excited for that.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what's going to go on personally.
Right.
For Dan.
Yeah.
Because that's going to open up a whole bunch of doors for him.
For sure. I think. For sure. And hopefully Annie Murphy. I like her.
You know, I'm so bummed for her. I'm like, oh my God, what's going to go on with my girl? I mean, is she going to New York City? Is what's happening?
Little bit Alexa.
What's happening with her?
I know.
Like, my heart broke. I was, there was just one thing that I was so hoping that would have happened at the wedding that didn't happen.
We'll have to talk about it off,
yeah.
Off camera.
Anyway, so, guys, we have so many shows that we've watched, like, not just recently. We're thinking of some throwbacks.
Yeah, things from the past, you know, get a little
nostalgic. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to stick with Netflix and then maybe jump to Hulu?
Do you want me to talk about a couple and then you talk about a couple, or?
So there's this one I would love for you to talk about, because the ones that I jumped into were great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go for it.
Okay.
There's a couple that were really good that you watched.
Right. Well, one that you caught the second season of it, and there's going to be a third season, is You. It's kind of a stalker melodrama. Has Penn Badgley in it, and he plays this mysterious guy who becomes obsessed with one woman in the first season and then a different woman in the second season. And it goes from New York to LA from season to season. So, yeah, you saw some of the second season. You got into it.
Yeah.
A lot of very, very twisty and twisted.
I like him a lot because he's also from
Gossip Girl.
Yes, which I didn't watch much of, but neither I just knew.
And then, I mean,
XOXO.
spoiler alert for Gossip Girl, however old that show is, but I think he was Gossip Girl.
So it's interesting that he's playing this character.
Right, yeah, he's very two-faced. Like, he can, you know, be very charming and then turn it on, turn it off.
You just never know.
You never know.
I'm
he's
like,
very
what?
Unpredictable, yeah. And of course he changes his name from season to season two. Really entertaining show. Another like kind of like trashy entertainment, I would say.
I don't think it's a trashy entertainment. I would say that this is almost like a thriller, like telenovela, like daytime drama turned into the evening.
The reason I say trashy because whenever something kind of treats like mental illness, I mean, he kind of has a mental illness. into like thriller, you know, sensationalism. It trashes it up a little bit, and I don't even mean that in a bad way. Trashy does not mean like I'm not even saying like
oh, because I say trashy, and I'm like, oh my God, don't watch it.
No, I'm saying like it's a guilty pleasure, but don't even feel guilty about finding pleasure in it. It's a recommendation.
Uh-huh.
So what else? I also just finished the third season of Atypical.
Oh, that's right.
It's a funny, heartfelt show about this teenager with autism and his family. What are some big names? It has Michael Rapaport and Jennifer Jason Leigh as the parents. And everybody gets their moment to shine. As I said, it's like really funny, but it also has a lot of heart. It's one of those like feel good shows without coming off like, you know, mawkish or cornball. So I definitely recommend that. Are there any throwbacks that you would like to mention?
Any throwbacks? I'm not ready for throwbacks.
You're not ready?
I want to talk about The Circle.
Oh, okay, we'll talk about The Circle.
So
the premise of The Circle, it's a reality show.
I find it so cool that a lot of people are finally catching on to this one right now, especially during the times that we're in, because they're pretty much in quarantine.
Right.
So it's a social media game show.
Yes.
Where everybody's trying to gain popularity.
Right, essentially, yes.
And they can either be themselves or pretend to be somebody.
Catfish.
It's like Big Brother, but
you never actually meet them face-to-face until the end.
It's pretty much all texting.
Right.
You're just texting the circle, and then the circle's
yeah, like you're making up your profile. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it's no, cheese ball. It is cheese ball.
I mean, it's reality TV. Reality in quotes.
Like. Just saying, rooting for Shuby. Was always rooting for Shuby.
Oh my god, Shuby, yeah. But we also liked, oh my god, what was her face? The tough...
Delco girl.
The tough chick, yeah.
Sammy,
yeah.
Sammy and Shuby.
Yeah, and then there was another guy from Conshohocken.
Yeah, I didn't like him. I didn't like him. But, yeah, because he needed his mom there. Like, what the hell? You still sucking on your mom's tip? Like, what is this? You need to bring your mom on, and if you do win, now you have to split it with your mom?
Right.
Not that you wouldn't give some to your mom, but come on. Mama's boy.
Right.
Not yeah. good for, like, a dating
no,
situation.
No, not at all. And it's funny, because you watch just, like, any, like, as you said, like, Big Brother, like, some people are taking it more as, like, like trying to build like friendships, and like other people are just trying to win, and like you can just kind of see all the different like personalities, and like
it's a virtual colors. Survivor meets mm-hmm. Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much fun.
It is fun, yeah.
And it's trashy. I mean, okay, I guess if we're using the word trashy in that way, it's trashy.
In a good way.
Yeah, it's just it like is, the Bad Girls Club was trashy and it was fun.
Good trash. It's good trash. But then there's also trash that isn't fun. But we're not talking about any of that. But yeah, The Circle also has, like, they're coming out with versions
in France,
international. Yeah, they're appealing to the international audience as well.
It's
Netflix.
Like America's Got Talent, Brit. Yeah.
Right, right. It's, Britain's Got Talent, America's Got... Yeah.
That's what exactly. they do. Exactly. That's what they do.
Yeah. And then...
Now I'm thinking about so many throwbacks.
Good. Keep thinking. There's also a show on... Well, it was on Bravo, and then they brought it, they released it on Netflix called Dirty John. It has Connie Britton and Eric Bana in it.
It was good.
Yeah, it, again, it's like a it's trashy kind of soap
like
opera.
It's kind of like a TV series version of The Invisible Man.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So this was actually based on a... Yeah, true story, but it was based on a podcast that one of the daughters of the main woman in the show. Yeah, it was based on a podcast, but it's about this woman named Deborah who meets this man, and he, you know, he says that he's a doctor, and you know, he's handsome and seemingly perfect, and then she slowly finds out that he's a total con artist and out for her money. She's this, like, rich designer, very self-made, has two daughters, and the daughters hate him immediately. And, yeah, it has a good cast, and there's, like, a flashback structure that actually really works. You kind of find out, you know, all of his other relationships, and it's definitely one worth watching.
I felt it was a little hard to follow with some of the flashbacks.
Sometimes, yeah.
But then again, I was in and out of right. the series anyway.
Yeah, but I just kind of let that wash over me sometimes because it's like, you kind of get the point, like, after a while. But yeah, that's definitely a show worth watching. Easy breezy. I forget how many episodes, probably 12.
So that's most of the recent ones.
Yeah.
So those are all on Netflix?
Those are all on Netflix, yeah.
What about Hulu? I know... We've been trying to finish The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, I know.
I don't even necessarily know if The Handmaid's Tale is something that anybody wants to watch right now. Because right. the world that we're in
it is really is, bleak.
It's very much like A Handmaid's Tale, especially if you frequent the grocery store as of late. God.
Yeah. Everybody's wearing their mask.
Well, and they're starting to... corral you through. I mean, it's like one-way aisles, mm-hmm. limiting
practice social distancing. Yeah,
some stores are like only selling essential items. It's very interesting.
Oh, but yeah,
I would still take a look at it. We don't have to talk about it since it's so like
right. No, I mean, there was a show that I started, I haven't finished it. It's called High Fidelity. It's based on a movie, but they just kind of switched the genders. That kind of I'm interested in that, but there's so much TV to watch.
I feel like Hulu doesn't have very good series.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, they have a couple, but
Netflix
yeah,
is where it's at.
Yeah, that's true. Did I ever tell you about The Act? The show The Act with Patricia Arquette? It's really good. It's you should just watch it. It's a true crime show.
Oh, I probably wouldn't like it.
But with actors. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with some of the other... I just watched some of the Hulu original movies, but we're just talking TV this time.
Just TV and series today.
Right.
I had to give a little shameless plug for The Handmaid's Tale, though. I mean, before all of this happened...
You know, this whole pandemic does give me more time to finish The Handmaid's Tale because the, what, fourth season? Fifth season?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which one?
Fifth? I don't even know.
The latest season,
they delayed filming.
They delayed it, yeah.
Well, they never finished filming, right. So therefore nobody can film right now because nobody can do anything
right now. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, production on movies and TV have all been disrupted, so, yeah.
But as I say, if you need your fix with Lizzie Moss, what to do?
Either watch her in that, or yes, it's a movie, but watch her in The Invisible Man.
That's right, since we just talked about The Invisible Man with Dirty John.
Right.
So let's chat about some throwbacks.
Okay.
So I think that maybe we should... I think, since we were talking about maybe some, like, darker ones, mm-hmm. just leading in from The Handmaid's Tale and Dirty John.
Yeah.
I don't know why this one came to mind, but Bates Motel.
Oh my god, yes.
I forgot how much I loved Bates Motel.
Yeah, and that was like, what, 3 seasons?
And it was like, what, 6-7 years ago?
Whew, yeah.
No, that was longer than... It was 10 years. I think that was 10 years.
I think the third season ended in 2016, because I remember where I watched it.
I was just thinking. I was like, wait a minute. I think I just moved.
Yeah. So like 4 years ago, the last season. 3 seasons. Really good show, though. Bates Motel, a prequel to Psycho. Norman Bates and his mama, Norma. Norma. Really well acted by Vera Farmiga. And then the little boy who played Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Freddie Highmore.
Yes, and then he was in, oh gosh, what was he in after that was really hard for me? Fantastic Beasts?
No, that's actually a different
Oh my gosh, they look so similar.
It's a different color.
Oh, bummer. Okay. But yeah, but yeah, I don't know. Bates Motel is so good.
But yeah, and it's funny because I love...
I forget how it ended, and I still love it.
I remember when it first started, the first season back whenever... But, like, I love the movie Psycho, and I just wondered, like, how are they going to do a prequel? And it was even set in modern times, even though, you know, Psycho was made back in 1960, so no cell phones.
So do you want to know why I forget how it ended?
Why?
I never watched Psycho. yeah.
Shower scene?
I mean, I know it because of what's her name. Right. That's such a...
Because of what's her... Oh...
Who played, yeah.
Well, her mother. Jamie Lee Curtis's mother. Yes. Yeah, Janet Lee. Yeah. But yeah, that's a really good show. Watch it.
For sure. I don't even know what... I think it's on Netflix.
I think it is on Netflix.
Yeah, we were scrolling through and I was like, oh, that was good. Bates.
Definitely.
That was like one of my favorite nights of the week. I was like, oh my god, my girlfriends and I. Maybe. Yeah, I just know my girlfriends and I. Like, yeah, that was a good night. Let's stick with dark then. Okay. Just for a minute.
I guess so dark.
American Horror Story.
Yeah, speaking of dark.
Which season would you watch?
Oh man. I think I told you this before. Now, I don't know if I would rewatch it, but I would say that the scariest season for me.
Murder House?
No. Was Cult. Just because it didn't even have that much supernatural stuff going on. It felt like real life. Like, it felt like it was scary. It was as frightening as turning on the news.
And that was the one with the Antichrist, right?
No, that was the one after that. They really blend together. That was Apocalypse.
Well, especially now that they are bringing Coven, or they have brought Coven into Apocalypse, exactly. And they're going to do it again. I can't wait.
I would probably rewatch. I like a little bit about every single season, but some of them do fall apart as they go on. I mean, they become so deliriously over the top, yet you know? I mean, I'm going to spoil it, because, like, in Asylum...
I never saw Asylum.
Oh, can I spoil it?
Yes.
they bring in aliens and they bring in Anne Frank and like it just keep they keep throwing everything in but Mr. Kitchen Sink.
Like, that was like season two, right?
That was season two.
So I almost feel like what they were doing there was throwing everything up against the wall to see what would stick based upon viewer response.
That's a really good analogy for most of
I mean, that's what they do.
The seasons. Yeah. Like, yeah, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. Mm-hmm. Some of it does, some of it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I liked Murder House. That was a good, like, introduction to, like, what this whole anthology was going to be.
I never saw that either. Can you believe it?
No?
No.
So what did you started with season three?
I think I jumped
three?
In three.
Okay.
And because three.
That's Coven.
Three was Coven, yeah.
With your girl, Emma. Love and her. Kathy Bates is really fun in that, too.
Yes.
Because I remember...
I like Circus, too.
I do like Circus.
In the hotel. Even though the hotel got very...
I did like Lady Gaga. I thought she was actually very
She was okay.
Creepy. I thought she was very creepy.
I was kind of expecting more, but I should have known not to expect... I don't know.
Yeah. I would say they all have their moments. Roanoke was kind of a letdown. I liked the idea of it.
I didn't see that one.
No. That's where they tried to take on, like, found footage, you know, like, Blair Witch Project, and then bring in... What did they bring in? I don't know, like, age-old, like, long-ago urban legends, I guess.
Yeah, where, like, a whole community disappeared, whatever.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, Kathy Bates... Like, had a cleaver in her hand and stuff. I don't know. It went kind of bonkers.
You do love her, though. Like, whenever she gets crazy,
love
like
her.
That.
Oh, yeah. The crazier, the better.
Uh-huh.
And Jessica Lange, too.
Stop. Between The Handmaid's Tale and American Horror Story, I hate to say, like, so twisted and demented, but, like, that is my shit.
And it's so funny because it comes from... I mean, I guess he's more of the showrunner than, like, he doesn't write each episode, but Ryan Murphy, who did Glee.
Okay, night, there's something wrong with him.
Night and freaking day.
There's something wrong with him, then. Yeah. I mean, clearly he's bipolar. He's manic depressive. He has to be.
Or those creative juices. I would love to climb inside that head.
I don't think I want to. That seems scary to me. That seems scary.
But yeah, I mean, I also love Glee. That's kind of a throwback. I mean, that started back
yeah,
in
Glee's
like
good. 2009. It's okay. I mean, it's like it was a little too poppy and how do I say this? I don't know. It was just too over the top and effeminate
too,
for me.
Oh,
I think
too effeminate.
Yeah, it was.
You don't like a musical where they just break out into song and tell you how they feel through songs.
It was like I was missing Jack. I felt like I was missing Jack from, like, Will and Grace. I don't know why. I felt like he needed to be... I don't know.
Well, I will say the longer that show went on, it kind of jumped the shark a little bit because it lost some of the main characters and tried bringing in, like a junior... Like, a younger, you know, new Glee Club members. Kind of like Saved by the Bell, the college years, that sort of thing. Like they kept it going when they should have just left well enough alone.
I think I had such a problem with like getting interested in it because I'm so loyal to Disney.
Okay.
And I felt like Glee was on what network?
Fox.
Yes. So I'm like, Disney, Fox, like they're almost, I mean, at that time, I think that they were like very opposite because
mm-hmm.
Disney's very progressive and Fox was I don't know, it was interesting to see Fox put that on and
right.
I thought that it was disingenuous.
Oh really?
Yeah, to me it was like more political. I don't know, it was more behind the scenes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Because High School Musical, I'm like, yeah. Oh my god, Glee just wants to be like an elongated High School Musical.
I liked Glee though because it I mean I'm not gonna call it realistic, but it was a little more, I mean, yeah, it was squeaky clean, but it was a little more edgy, too. Like, it had gay characters
right.
that were actually gay. In High School Musical, you just have the effeminate theater kid who, I don't know, he's never in a relationship. He's, what's her face's, like, secondhand man?
Ashley Tisdale, right?
Yeah. Sharpay.
Yeah.
Sharpay's right-hand guy.
Uh-huh. Sharpay's fruit fly.
Right. Oh, now, not to, like, jump around,
but hold on.
Yes.
I was gonna say Zoe. Shoot. What's the new one that's on that's similar to Glee?
Oh, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Yeah, people might like that if they like Glee.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you like High School Musical.
Right. And
which isn't a series, and I'm bringing it in like it is.
And coincidentally, one of the newer Glee Club members from Glee is actually in Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
See, I needed to interject.
Yes. Yeah, so we were talking about Hulu earlier. I just thought of a show. I already finished it. I forget if it's 3 or 4 seasons, but it was a show that was on Lifetime. Stay with me.
Show that was on Lifetime, okay.
And now it's on Hulu. I was just saying that because Lifetime, you think.
I kind of liked Lifetime.
Yeah.
Because my mom always watched it.
Yeah. I mean, the movies on there are kind of like not very good. But this is a TV show. It's called Unreal. And it's fictionalized, but it's kind of like the behind the scenes of a reality show, not unlike The Bachelor. So you kind of see how the producers like work all the girls, all the contestants, and kind of like get in their heads, and they manipulate the entire show. It's really interesting to watch. And it's like these two ball busting women who kind of do all of it. They're two producers. Well, one's a producer and then other one's like her like second in command with the walkie talkie, and she has all of her issues. But that's a really fun to watch show for sure. Unreal.
Unreal.
Yes. Oh man.
Coming off a Lifetime. Okay, so throwbacks.
So throwbacks.
I did the dark ones. Then we lightened it up with Glee.
Yes.
I was talking about Jack. What? So Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
I feel like Will and Grace and Friends, you can just kind of like lump those two together. I feel like people who like one also like 90s. The other most of the time. But the Will and Grace reboot. Let's just talk about it real quick.
Okay.
Yes, no.
I would say maybe I was rooting for it so much that I kind of forced myself to kind of like it.
That's what I was saying.
But, and I don't want to say that the show got more political, because I feel like Will and Grace has always been political, but this time I felt like it was a little more wedged in. Like, I don't know, when they would poke fun at, like, you know, they ripped a lot from the headlines. Like, anything that had just happened, like, the week before, like, with Trump, like, they would immediately, like, you know, roast him. And some of it was
maybe
funny,
that's why I lost
and some
interest.
Of it was just kind of forced and not as clever as they thought it was. Mm-hmm. I will say Karen always makes me laugh. You know, she's always popping pills and drinking all hours of the day. Of course she didn't have Rosie, her maid with her. Not because they did kill off Rosie in the reboot. Not because the actress is dead, but she didn't want to come back. Any thoughts on the reboot?
No, I think you summed it up perfectly.
Oh, did I?
Okay. Stick with the old Will and Grace.
Yeah, the old Will and Grace, even though it started in like the late 90s, early 2000s, I think it's still relevant, and
it's just fun.
Yeah, it's just fun, and yeah, it just doesn't get old.
It's like watching Friends and Cheers.
Right.
Right. Although I hate Cheers. Let's not even talk about it. But Friends, did you hear? They're thinking about doing something together, I think.
Well, they were supposed to, but because of what's going on.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah, because I watched Jimmy Kimmel and Courtney Cox's their Skype conversation.
Okay.
That was on YouTube, and she was saying how they were supposed to shoot.
I wish that I like got into Friends more back then. Like, a lot of my girlfriends, like, all of my friends, like, liked Friends and watched it. And I was like, my family didn't watch it, and I guess I couldn't watch it then.
It's funny, sometimes after school, like, that was not my show, but I would sometimes throw on TBS and Friends would be on, but it was just like background noise for my homework. Like, I never was engaged in it.
I think around that time I was like ABC, Fox Family.
Yes, like Seventh yeah, Heaven, yes. One of a Kind with that
Olsen One Tree Twins. Hill? Was One Tree Hill around then?
Probably.
But those are some good ones too. Oh my gosh, if we want to go back to like some network, like prime time.
Yeah.
Shows. Oh my god, I'm going to go to the OC.
Yeah.
The OC for sure.
Still haven't finished that one either.
I don't know why.
I wanted to.
I have some great shows.
I wanted from back to in the I day. Wanted to watch it, but you said, you don't have to see all of it. But we'll get to that.
I mean, I just love Misha. I mean, that right. was the thing. Like, back in the day, like, following Misha, Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, Britney Spears. Like, that was, like, the fun stuff to do mm-hmm. as, like, a closeted gay
yeah.
before the internet and all that really took place.
See, I watched... We didn't get HBO.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just thought of Tyra Banks. I don't know why. America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
Go back, binge that Project Runway. Making the cut. All of them. All right, there's my gay moment.
Snuff gayness. No.
Sorry.
No, Jack I'm gonna get even gayer.
Jack now, got me.
No, since we didn't get HBO, since my family did not get HBO.
Oh, mine either.
I would watch, it was like late at night, I would watch edited episodes on TBS of Sex and the City.
Oh man, I wish that I got into Sex and the City.
Oh, I did. Now we were talking about, you know, the idea of rewatching movies, rewatching TV shows. I am gonna be honest, I actually did rewatch Sex and the City, like, probably all
of them?
All seven or yeah, eight seasons. Yeah, because,
like, oh my god.
Now, was I always, like, glued to the TV
Did while you do that on? While no. you were also watching movies?
No.
I was going to say, my God.
Like, sometimes I would have it on in the background while I was, like, writing or something.
Oh, yeah, you do
it's
that.
Just like, it's just, like, comfort food.
Yeah, you do that. Like, some people just need, like, white noise.
Yeah.
I'm like, just give me a fan.
But no, I want to hear, you know, Samantha's one-liners. She's the sexy one. The one that has all the sex.
Is she the one who also has the wine?
I mean, they all...
SJP?
Oh, no. That's Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, okay. See, I don't even know them.
But they're all about their Cosmos and their Manolo Blahniks and...
Oh, yeah. It's like a New York Minute. I would have loved it, but like I'm too late to the party. I'm too late to the party now.
No.
I feel like it's like Devil Wears Prada.
And there were two movies, Sex and the City movies.
I know. Yeah. And I couldn't watch them because I felt guilty not knowing any of the backstory. And I actually felt left out. Like, my girlfriends were going to see it and they were all like, ooh, da-da-da-da-da, this character, that character. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to hear it. Like, I can't relate at all, so I'm not even going to have FOMO in the moment.
Right.
Like, no.
No, I should finish the OC and you should start Sex and the City.
Among all of the other things that we need to exactly. do and watch and...
Yeah, and also have a social life and do all that stuff.
So what, we were saying the OC, Project Runway, I started going off on a tangent. It's oh my god, I would love to watch America's Next Top Model and Project Runway again.
Yeah. I would watch America's Next Top Model. I'm not...
So fun.
I wasn't big into...
Project Runway?
Project Runway.
Oh my
yeah.
god, what? With Tim Gunn? What? And Heidi?
I don't know.
And Michael Kors? Listen, I just love Heidi.
Oh, I like Heidi too, but I don't know. I'd rather watch her on Be a Judge on America's Got Talent. Or I don't know. It's just... Or maybe I need to watch it with you and learn stuff.
Perfection. I'm doing the gif of Heidi Klum. Perfection.
That means nothing to me.
Oh, see, you don't even get it.
Did you ever watch The Office? Because I never watched The Office.
I actually refused to watch The Office. I thought that it was the most corny and I don't even know. Like, I am a closet nerd, but I feel like those that were trying to get me to watch The Office, they were, like, 10 times nerdier than me, and the humor just wasn't for me.
Right, I think...
Now it is.
Is it?
Now I love the humor.
Oh.
Yeah, but, like, back then, no.
So would you watch it?
I won't watch it now.
No.
No, it's too far gone. It's like Sex in the City for me.
Right. Nope. Yeah, I guess it's like you gotta move forward and think about what the newer, fresher stuff is.
But if you want to get lost in the times, I see you on the computer right now and you're looking at Lost up in the right hand corner.
Oh yes.
Oh, and I see Entourage. Oh my god, there were some really great shows. Honestly, I don't even know.
Did you watch Entourage?
You know, my aunt and uncle did. That was their shit.
That was like counter programming to Sex in the City.
Oh.
It's very like bro-y, and okay. Then you have Carrie and the gals.
Right.
It's funny. You talked about like maybe you didn't say FOMO, but when your girlfriends went to go see the Sex in the City movie, I saw the Entourage movie and I had only seen like maybe a handful of Entourage TV episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like it just, the movie was not for me. Like,
so
felt lost. I was uninvited to the party. Yeah.
Right. It's like they felt sorry for you, so they invited you hoping that you would decline.
Right. I mean, it was funny here and there. You know, it's very like Hollywood insider and I like films, but I don't know. It was very frat boy. I remember when I went to college, like, I think my roommate had the Entourage, like, season set, and yeah, just no. I love Gilmore Girls. Still haven't finished it because I don't want it to end. It's gonna be like Schitt's Creek.
Never watched it.
No.
No. See, I don't even like the title. Like, for me, I'm like, I'd rather watch The Golden Girls.
Oh my god. But, I like it because of the fast-talking humor and, like, the pop culture references. And, like, I remember, like, when I first started watching it, because I didn't watch it when it first aired. I caught it on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Around the time that they had a reboot of Gilmore Girls on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah,
so... How was the reboot?
I enjoyed it, but I only had a couple episodes under my belt from, like, the previous seasons, so it probably would
be... Oh, you mean you watched the reboot without finishing the other seasons?
Yeah.
That was a bad move.
No.
You can't do that.
No, it didn't ruin... It didn't ruin
it. It did, obviously.
No,
it ruins the experience.
No, it didn't. Yeah,
you can't
I love
jump
it.
In. No. That would All be right. like watching my the Will and fault. Grace reboot. No.
But I knew who the characters were, though, and I knew some of the
But they weren't fully developed.
Anyway.
You didn't get the backstory complete yet.
No, I know. All the arcs and everything.
Okay, don't listen to him with Gilmore Girls.
What? No, watch it. For sure, watch it. One that's kind of, like, the best of both worlds, it's, like, dark and light. And I wouldn't even say dark, I would just say it's gory, bloody, and funny. Santa Clarita Diet. With Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant. Now,
I've heard good things.
That's the show that I could see people judging and saying, oh, it looks stupid.
Is that on Showtime?
No, it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original.
Oh, wow, okay.
3 seasons, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, I watched the first two. Yeah, Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant play a married couple, and they're both real estate agents. I think you would like it already. And she gets bit by something and kind of turns into... She kind of turns into a zombie, but her face doesn't change. She just likes human flesh.
Oh, you lost me.
But it's funny. It's tongue-in-cheek and gruesome.
I'd rather watch Rabid. Which is a movie.
Right. No, I actually think you might. I think you would enjoy it. You should give it a shot. You would like their chemistry. Did you ever get into Stranger Things?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Well, that's over. Actually, that's coming back. I watched all 3 seasons. Really good. Anything you'd like to add? I feel like I'm just, like, listing.
Well, I think that we gave everybody about 15 to 20 different shows to possibly watch.
Yeah.
But we would love to know, what did we miss?
Oh, I know what we missed. I'm kidding. All these other titles are just popping up in my head.
I know. Like, as you were talking, as I said Showtime, I was like, oh my God, Shameless. That was really great. I feel like I used to watch a lot more TV. I mean, I know for a fact I didn't watch TV for probably 5 years. But yeah, there's some good stuff out there. Definitely. For sure. If you don't want to do the garbage, bullshit, trashy, drug, polygamy, Tiger King, and you want to stay relevant and talk to people about what they're watching, watch Schitt's Creek. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful family story.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It's a very joyful show, I would say. Like, mm-hmm. No cynicism at all. It's very sweet.
And also sassy.
And sassy.
It's very
sassy. It's sharp, yet warm.
Very cerebral. Cerebral humor.
Yeah.
Which is my kind of humor. Yeah. All right. So guys, go to anchor.fm, Flickr Flop, film reviews. If you click on the message button, you can actually send us some commentary, some voice commentary. So if there's anything that we missed, or if you want to add some 2 cents on some of the things that we talked about here today, then go ahead and do that.
Please do.
And we'll see you back for another episode, number 13.
With movie reviews, no TV.
Back to film, and hopefully, fingers crossed, prayers, I'm like doing an Indian dance, that we won't be in quarantine for much longer.
Right.
And yeah. I hope that everybody is happy and healthy.
Yes. All right, everyone stay safe. Bye, guys.